Nepenthes, commonly known as the tropical pitcher plant, is a carnivorous plant. Considering its feeding habits, the name Nepenthes, which has its origins in Old Greek, seems rather ironic as it means soothing grief.
The tropical pitcher plant boasts the largest traps of all carnivorous plants. It has developed pitchers to trap its prey because it lives in low nutrient conditions. Pitchers are special adaptations used to capture nutrient-providing prey. Although the pitchers appear to be flowers, these trapping mechanisms are actually modified leaves with a fluid-filled tube-like structure. Dr. Wagner has been studying the tropical pitcher plant and its feeding habits for nearly a decade.
The tropical pitcher plant lures its prey mainly by the colors displayed on its pitcher and nectaries surrounding the pitcher's opening. Primarily, the plant feeds on ants, but it has been seen eating beetles, spiders, slugs, even small frogs and lizards. When its prey attempts to get more nectar from inside the pitcher, the walls of the pitcher cause the prey to fall in. Downward pointing hairs and wax that line the walls cause the prey to slide into the pitcher's liquids.
In addition to its slippery walls, the tropical pitcher plant prevents the escape of prey with a lid that covers the opening of the pitcher. Once prey is introduced to the pitcher, the liquid inside becomes acidic, which weakens the prey and it eventually drowns. There's nothing soothing about that. One little known fact, says Dr. Wagner, is that a community of organisms called inquilines lives in a symbiotic relationship with tropical pitcher plants, helping the plants to digest their prey.
That's right, Emily. When the prey drowns, inquilines decompose it so the plant can absorb the nutrients.
The primary nutrients gained from its prey are nitrogen and phosphorus. The plant receives these nutrients through the excretions of the inquilines inhabiting its pitcher. In exchange for these nutrients, the tropical pitcher plant provides a home for the inquilines, which include organisms like aquatic larval insects, rotifers, mites, protozoa, and bacteria.
Inquilines have adapted in order to make the tropical pitcher plant their home. They're resistant to the plant's digestive enzymes, and unlike prey, some adult insects can enter and exit the pitchers at will using footpans that help them climb the slippery walls.
The tropical pitcher plant may fail to soothe the grief of its prey, but not all organisms meet their merciless end in its pitcher. As Dr. Wagner has pointed out, Nepenthes creates a home for a group of organisms that give this plant access to its much-needed food.